Why Should White Guys Have All the Wealth? How You Can Become a Millionaire Starting from the Bottom by Cedric Nash. Narrated by BZ Cullins, with commentary by Cedric Nash. To John L. and the late Rosa A. Nash, it was miraculous to be born your son. Your love and guidance have made all the difference in my life. To my kids, Taylor, Tyler, Jonathan, and Brianna, you will forever be my muse. I hope I've made you proud. To the late Reginald Lewis and his family, whose timeless book, Why Should White Guys Have All the Fun, is the inspiration for my book title, and showed Black people what's possible to achieve in business. I hope this book shows us what's possible in building wealth. If you'd like to view the graphics found in the print and ebook versions of this audiobook, please visit cedricnash.com/free-resources. Introduction. It doesn't matter how much money you make. If you can't manage a little bit of money, you won't be able to manage a lot of money. Rosa A. Nash. The overwhelming majority of wealth in this country, 84%, is in the hands of white households. Black households, on the other hand, own an estimated 4% of that enormous wealth pie. So I ask you, why should white guys have all the wealth? There's no doubt white folks had a huge head start over us. They've benefited enormously from 400 plus years of free labor through slavery, and now they control the majority of the capital and income-producing assets. Meanwhile, Black folks have been and continue to be discriminated against employment, housing, education, income, banking, access to capital, and throughout the criminal justice system. But this book isn't about calling out and reminding us what they did or continue to do. It's about providing you with a roadmap for what you can do to build wealth in spite of the odds. My mission is to show you how to get yours concretely by creating your wealth journey, even if you're starting from the bottom. I and countless other Black folks have learned how to build real wealth using a systematic and specific approach that is short on empty promises and long on techniques that can work for anyone. I'll show you how to take what you have, earn considerably more, build up your investment capital, and make what I call millionaire money moves to accumulate appreciating assets that generate income and wealth. It won't happen quickly, but it will happen most assuredly. Although it will take time to build significant wealth, the lessons you patiently learn in these pages will not only bear fruit in the long term, but they will also serve as the foundation for genuine generational wealth that you and your loved ones can continue building up for years to come. There are far too many so-called prosperity experts out there who prey on the Black community, promising us fast, effortless riches if we'll only invest in ourselves by, of all things, signing up for their seminars and conferences. Yet after we've plopped down their hefty entrance fees in hopes of learning the secrets to creating vast riches, we inevitably wind up more broke than before, having learned that there is no secret to building wealth. There's only effort and sacrifice. Sadly, these scam artists target our community time and again in a cynical attempt to leverage the byproducts of systemic racism and discrimination, namely our pain and discord. I'm here to keep it real with you. My wealth-building system and approach ain't easy, it ain't fast, and it sure as hell ain't free. Matter of fact, it's difficult, slow, and frequently frustrating. But what makes this method so different from the others is that if it's done consistently over time, it will work for you no matter who you are, what you look like, where you live, where you're starting from, how much money you have or make, or what you think the government may someday do. Your race, faith, age, education, family background, or current level of income are unimportant. I'm not saying they don't matter. I'm just saying that your financial fate will be in your hands and yours alone. If that sounds like a reasonable trade-off, then please read on. My method is based on what I call value and behavior transformation. It's a completely different lens through which to look at wealth building based on prioritizing and practicing the value system that goes along with becoming and remaining a millionaire. What you learn about those values along the way may surprise you. Wealth building is like a muscle. It takes time to develop, and it develops incrementally rather than all at once. The same is true of the values that go along.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?